With another farm, family, or food-related Illinois destination you might enjoy, I'm Carrie Muling for RFD Town & Country Partners. Beekeeping has become a popular hobby, and for certified master beekeeper and operator of Long Lane Honeybee Farm, David Burns, it's a hobby that turned into much more.
I kind of wanted to maybe get a little bit of honey for myself, but the more I got into it, I kind of fell in love with it. It became something that was enjoyable, and I just started expanding my hives, and before long, I just loved it so much, I thought, you know, maybe I can start a business, and so I tell people, it's kind of a hobby that went wild. It's probably what most of us want to do. We want to make a living doing our hobby, and that's kind of what we fell into.
Burns says bees are vital to the production of fruits and vegetables, especially.
The more people that keep bees, the better our food supply will be. So we enjoy teaching. We teach about 30 classes a year here at our honeybee farm. We have a little training center, and we teach beginner classes, advanced classes, how to raise your own queens, or how to even start your beekeeping business. We even have a beekeeping institute. And to be honest with you, there's a lot of things on the internet that are kind of shortcut and methods to get into beekeeping. And if you don't do it the right way, it may not go well. The bees may die your first year. So we enjoy getting people started the right way.
He says there are a lot of misconceptions out there when it comes to beekeeping.
A lot of people want to blame the farming industry on the decline in honeybees. As beekeepers, though, we find that it's not the farm chemicals that are hurting our bees, but it's the varroa mite. It's called varroa destructor, a tiny little mite that you can barely see that gets in a colony and spreads rapidly. And it is a parasite that actually spreads viruses in a colony of honeybees, and those viruses is what's killing bees today. And that's the reality. That's what science has proven to be the cause of bees declining and dying today.
Burns says winter is actually the right time to get started with bees.
You have to secure your packages of bees actually in January. All across the country, people will sell out of bees early in the winter. So we start teaching classes late January or early February to get people acquainted with what they need to do that year to get started in the spring. But we also teach classes all through the year. They can visit our website at honeybeesonline.com or give us a call at 217-427-2678. And we're located between Champaign and Danville, just a little bit south of Interstate 74.
For RFD Town & Country Partners, I'm Carrie Muling.